overwhelmingly won the election in November. However, many still denounced the contest as unfair after Ortega jailed seven mayors
over the weekend. Officials say the man and woman were snowshoeing near Hoosier Pass Saturday when they were caught and completely buried in a slide. Their bodies were found Sunday. Ethan Green, director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, says avalanche danger remains elevated across the state.
But the skies are blue, there's lots of snow, it's soft, it's very attractive, and it's an important time for people to really think carefully about avalanche safety and not get distracted by all the wonderful recreation possibilities out there.
Green says anyone exploring the backcountry should know the avalanche forecast for their area and always carry an avalanche beacon, shovel, and snow probe. The Broncos have fired head coach Vic Fangio. The team had just completed their fifth consecutive losing season after another loss to Kansas City on Saturday. Broncos team president Joe Ellis says the team's poor performance has become a systemic issue.
We're going to have to come in with a fresh start with a new coach, and George is going to, in tandem with him, going to have to raise the expectations and the energy level and the inspiration.
General Manager George Payton will begin the search for a new coach immediately. This is the sixth year in a row the Broncos will miss the playoffs. This is CPR News. For Metro Denver, mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the 20s and 30s. It's 4:06.